Get your hazard today.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, I've become unglued over some of the things that are happening in California. Of course, the other day there were protests as the judges decided to uphold Prop 8, which means that about 18,000 marriages to women to women, men to men will hold up, will be grandfathered in and honored. But moving forward, there are no marriages of gay or lesbian couples in that Left Coast state, according to the judges there. So there were some protests and all that sort of stuff. And obviously now we're seeing that there are a bunch of states that are saying, look, they're approving gay marriage. And this issue suddenly has really moved to the front burner more than ever. The president is staying away from it. You heard what he said when he was on the campaign trail. Civil unions, no to gay marriage. I think that there's going to be more of a push for the Obama, for the, who knows how I say the Obamas, for President Obama to come out strong on this. And who knows, maybe the first step is the justice that he's nominated, which was Sonia Sotomayor, who will have to go through that vetting process by the Senate and ultimately be confirmed or not. But now what we're seeing is a push to have some things happen in the classroom, to start with the younger kids and have mandatory gay days. The first one that I could find, that I could dig up, and there may be somebody else, in other words, some other school district doing it, but I haven't been able to find one that has gone this far. But there is a California school district, Alameda County, in fact, that voted 3-2 to approve officially LGBT lessons, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual lessons. Now, who are they teaching? Are they teaching the high schoolers? No. We're talking about kids 5 to 5th grade. Students from K through 5, learning about tolerance for the homosexual lifestyle. And they're starting it next year. It's approved, and you can't opt out. So if you have a child going to one of the schools in that area, you cannot say, my child won't be at school that day. And depending on the age, they have different books designed to teach the kids about men loving men and women loving women, and then other confusing things along the way. So let me tell you a little bit about this. Kindergarten kids introduced to a book called The New Girl and Me. Now, what is it about? And you can kind of, I think I can suggest it to you, but you can kind of understand where this is going. The book is about a young girl who's at a new school. She makes friends with another girl after a very popular boy decides to refuse to hang with her. In first grade, the students are going to read Who's in the Family, and specifically they talk about the family being made up of two dads and a cat. And the teachers are expected, because this is the curriculum they'll have, to ask kids to identify and describe a variety of families, to understand that families have some similarities and some differences. Uh-huh. And they will be given sheets that describe vocabulary words in the lesson plan. That's one of the things that they want the kids to know. They want to know what the words mean. Like, for example, and I saw this on WorldNet Daily, but one of the words is transgender, right? And the definition is a person whose gender identity and or expression is different from cultural expectations based on the sex they were assigned at birth. Teachers then are handing out lists of famous people who are lesbians, gay, bisexual, transsexual. So you get vocabulary words, you get a list of people that fit the description, and of course you get the Here's What Families Are Made Of book. Mm-hmm. Wow. I have to say that if I were somebody living in this area, I would be more than outraged. Think of the tax dollars. This is your tax dollars at work in California. And are there other schools planning to do the same thing? The fact that they can't opt out is also outrageous. Yeah. So the Alameda Unified School District's Board of Education moves forward with this. I get sex ed. You know, you think of unwanted pregnancies. You think of the hormones going crazy, teenagers, etc. You think of, well, high school, now even younger. I mean, it's true, there are dangerous things happening with sexuality in younger kids. But this is really taking it to such an extreme, ridiculous level. Parents are threatening to sue the school board. They should. They're mounting a recall. They should. And you've got opponents signing a petition with almost 500 signatures already, because this just happened, from people who don't want the homosexual lessons in the curriculum. I mean, I have to think that there are some families that are just busting a gut over this, just cannot believe that this is happening, that this is going to happen in their classrooms. I mean, really? If a young child is in, let's say, a loving gay family, it's two women, two men, whatever, and from the time they were toddlers, they've been in this situation, I'm sure that's explained to them. Mommy and mommy are different than the people next door, than whatever. I would imagine it would have to be that way, okay? But that's like anybody in a straight family explaining the, quotes, facts of life to their own kids. That's a very personal thing in the first place. And when you go down that road, you're asking for trouble. So whether you're pushing an agenda or not, it's a ridiculous thing to throw on these kids. It's an outrage. 800-259-5791. Mandatory, couldn't make this up. Mandatory Gay Day. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what Arnold Schwarzenegger, speaking of homosexuals, we're going to let you hear what he had to say about gay marriage in California. Also, the state of the economy there, we're throwing that in, is they are just begging for money. The people have lost so many jobs in Cali. It's just like Nevada, where the unemployment rate has hit almost 10%. Of course, the national rate is almost 9%. Also, the wackadoodle, we're going to tell you about this nutball who called 911 over orange juice, a mishap at McDonald's. I mean, if you're in a squad car, you and your partner drive around, you got to just, maybe at first when you're a rookie, you're chuckling about this kind of stuff, but then you're got to be seething. Like, are you serious? I'm answering this call, and this is what this was about. I think they should fine them. If somebody has a really super bogus 911 call, that's who you should slap with a fine. You want tax money? Get tax money that way, instead of pulling over people who don't have their seatbelts on. 800-259-5791. Anybody else crazed by what's going on in Alameda County? Hang with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
What do you think, America? Mandatory gay day, fair or foul? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, I did get an email here from Philly Phil, and he says, Kate, I like your show, but, darling, I just got to tell you this. I think you are dead wrong on this gay day. Why can't kids be introduced to other forms of sexuality? As a woman who seems pretty intelligent and open-minded, I'm very, very shocked and disappointed to hear what you had to say, because I think it's important for kids to know there are other options out there. Whoa. That's a problem. Kids, let's let kids know there are other options out there. Can't we let kids be kids? They can make whatever decisions they want to make when they're adults. That's the problem. We're erasing the whole idea of being children. We're just erasing it, just saying no, you know, and I think it is pushing an agenda. That's the problem, Philly Phil, in pushing an agenda on a five-year-old, on a six-year-old, on a seven-year-old. Come on. No. Here's what Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, had to say about what's happened recently in his state, the fact that there will not be gay marriage. This was his take on it.
When it comes to my personal opinion, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, but I at the same time believe very strongly that we should not enforce my opinion on other people. I believe very strongly that they will be back with the initiative process that we have here in California. I've heard that they will take it to the federal court, so there will be many decisions that will be made in the future. But we respect the court's opinion, and so we're going to move forward based on that. I think that the people have a right to vote on those very important issues. So those issues are not just addressed by the legislature, but they can be addressed directly by the people. And then the court can, also address them. Sometimes they overturn those decisions, and sometimes they're not. If you look at the poll numbers, I think they've changed over the last, 10 years. I think that people are becoming more and more comfortable with the idea of gay marriage. And so I think that within the next few years, it could very well be that this will be overturned, and there will be majority of people saying that, yes, we believe in gay marriage.
I think he's right about that. I think that more people are going to lean that way, and more states certainly have gone that way. Hey, by the way, if you disagree with me, feel free to call the show. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. My point is it just doesn't belong in the schools. Doesn't belong in the schools. If it's something parents want to teach, absolutely. That's any parent is free to teach their children whatever they want to teach them. But why should the school be entrusted with this? I don't think anybody, I mean, let's be honest, how many of you really want your kids to hear completely about any kind of sexuality from the schools? I think shame on a parent if they don't broach the subject and find a way. It's like the commercials. I saw these public service commercials a couple of years ago where, and they still have them, where they're talking really primarily about drugs and how you get through to your kids and have conversations with them about, here's what can happen if you're popping a bunch of pills at these exciting farm parties that you think I don't know that you go to. And they're done so well and make so much sense to me. And yes, the relationship between the kid and the parent is always a little bit different, but that's the thing. You're the parent. So you have to parent. And in parenting, if you want to get the book about the penguins who fall in love and they're boy penguins or whatever, you are free to do that. But should the other people in the school, the other kids in the school, be subjected to that? And the answer is certainly not at that age. Shouldn't be anyway. But certainly not at that age. If you disagree, or if another point of view, of course, which would be disagreeing, you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net or call us at 800-259-5791. 5791. All right, another thing that Schwarzenegger talked about, and I thought it was worth mentioning, is he also talked, and we're going to get to this in a second, he talked about the economy in California. Because we've talked so much about the economy, we're going to jump to that. But first, let's go to Lou, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Lou.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I think that I would consider myself bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's absolutely wrong to be teaching these kids this kind of stuff when they're in this kind
five.
Of age, yeah, 5 years old. It's wrong.
I think it's wrong, too. I think it's wrong to...
Absolutely wrong.
I agree. I'm glad that you called and said, hey, listen, I'm a guy who's bi, and I think it's wrong. Because good for you for voicing that. You know, there's a lot of people that say, oh, yeah, right, Lou. Thanks a lot. You know, why are you doing that? We need more help. We being... You know, that's the problem in America. Everybody, you're on one team, another person's on another team. I thought we're all on the same team. If we're all on the same team, you got to use some common sense. And five, this wasn't taught to you, Lou. This wasn't taught to me, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, listen.
Too young.
That's just absolutely ridiculous, and I can't believe that is so radical. It's like something out of a horror movie to me. Come on, man. Let's be for real.
Let's be for real. That's what I'd say. Let's be for real. Now, as somebody who you're living in Missouri and you're bisexual, and this is a different form of questioning. Do you? Just out of curiosity, do you feel like you face a lot of discrimination or no?
At times.
Yeah.
Yeah, at times, and it can be tough. You know, it can be tough. But I'm not. I'm in a conservative state.
But see, here's what.
At times, and so, but I mean, I can remember when I was, 5 years old and things like that, and I grew up in a big Catholic family and things like mm-hmm. that and all that, but to have that at 5 years old, that's just plain wrong.
All right,
just plain wrong. Yeah, no. And even at the college age, I have a problem with it, with them selling that to college students. You know, I just think that that's something that they need to discover for themselves outside of schools. Look, they need to be teaching the basics, which they're completely lagging behind anyway. You know, do you know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah, people. I said this earlier. Kids can't even write. Kids have no idea. This I was talking about the spelling bee.
Absolutely. Yeah, the writing is horrible.
It's horrible, and the reason it is because there's so many other distractions and there's no focus there. Absolutely. More basics and less of this other stuff. Wow, Lou, I'm so glad you found the show and that you called us. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being honest and open with us and saying that, hey, listen, I'm a man living this life, and I'm saying it's just wrong. It shouldn't be in the schools, and you're absolutely right. We completely agree. Thanks.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely we agree, because the it's not right for the schools to go in that direction anyway, I think, in any sense of the word. So, yeah. If you have an opinion, you can call us 800-259-5791, or I can see the email is chugging up or clogging up, americatonight.net. Again, americatonight.net. Here's what Schwarzenegger had to say about the economy of California.
California is the golden state. It is the state with the greatest opportunities. And, you know, we have a place here that I wouldn't want to live anywhere else but in California. It's really a fantastic place. That's why so many people from around the world want to come here. But we do have a system in place that is dysfunctional. We have a tax system that is outdated, where we rely on 1% of the rich, the taxpayers to pay 50% of the taxes, which are the rich people. And so when we have an economic downturn, then our revenues kind of have a drop of like 20%, and it's based on what is going on in Wall Street rather than what is going on here economically in our state. So that has to be changed, and I think that we have a tax commission, a bipartisan tax commission that is looking at that right now. And
all right, so you heard Schwarzenegger saying they're just looking at that right now, and the gist of what he was saying is that the tax base is way down. Other people are finding the same things. Remember I told you the other night about the cops in Toledo, that so many people were out buying guns because there weren't enough police. Having to cut 300 police is scaring the people in that area to figuring they've got to arm themselves. The Dungeon coming up around the bend.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back, and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. tobenatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit tobenatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. tobenatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come here, one more time, one more time, one more time. Fantasy and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama and take your fantasy. And your fantasy is fine as poopy. Got a brand new bag.
All right, time to pull out the dungeon. I just can't help myself. So, I don't know. Just so fumed about this whole deal in Alameda County. What was the Board of Education thinking there? Mandatory gay day for kindergarten students through fifth grade. The school board imposing this curriculum on the classes, and there's no way to opt out of it. So, of course, parents want to sue. It's creating all kinds of problems. It's nutty is what it is. Therefore, I am going to take the three of the five board members in Alameda County who said yes to this and throw them in the dungeon, Matt.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, of all the things that we've heard lately, I'd say that pretty much takes the cake. All right, moving from that to a couple of other things, we will lighten the load here, so to speak. Birthdays this day in history and news you can't abuse, among the other things that we'll talk about. And also movies. There are some new movies out, but none of the big blockbuster movies that are worth seeing. And that, from that point of view, they're still playing. They're out there, whether it's Angels and Demons or whether it's Star Trek or whether it's Wolverine, whatever. There are a lot of big type pictures that are going on, and some of the indies, a lot of times indie films are good, but some of the indies that are coming out this week, I'm not so sure that I would recommend them, but they may end up being good video rentals. That's why it's good to know what's happening And what, and in fact, we'll do a DVD segment. The DVDs, the new DVDs come out every Tuesday, and a lot of people do the Netflix thing or run to Blockbuster or what, you know, whatever it might be. Jay Leno is done with The Tonight Show when he walks out on the stage for the very last time, and I forgot about this, happens on Friday. Remember how long Jay, remember the first Jay Leno Tonight Show? I remember that. You have to go all the way back to 92, 17 years as The Tonight Show host. That was Leno. So he leaves the late night ratings game, which he was winning that war, and now he's going to end up instead doing an earlier show, a prime time show. And I know I've said this before. Do you think the Leno thing works? And then, of course, Conan O'Brien takes over the Tonight Show, and I'm not really sure about this because I think that there are things that will compete against Leno that might draw people away from Leno, even if you liked him in the later hour or didn't like him or he was just on because you were laying there exhausted and you watched it to hear the jokes or whatever or the guests. So the, he's had a lot of people that he's grown close to, obviously, over the years because it's guests he's had on a bunch. And I think they've been stopping by all week long. The first guest he ever had was Billy Crystal. First guest. And he came back, and I guess he did like a musical number. I didn't see it, but it was supposedly pretty funny. O'Brien now in charge of Tonight. Leno now getting the earlier audience. It could be huge for NBC, because if Leno really takes off and draws people away from the other things that are out there, well, cha-ching, that's a big factor for them, the kind of money that they would be able to make on that and producing that show. But the Tonight Show format with Conan O'Brien in it, I wonder if it's, and going up still, I guess, against David Letterman, does this bode well for a guy like Letterman or Jimmy Kimmel or any of those guys? It's interesting, isn't it, to see what's happened with television, and that's part of the economy, too. The reality TV thing's doing better because it's so much cheaper to produce. How many people are watching these reality shows? I guess somebody's watching the whole John and Kate thing. 9.8 million people. John and Kate plus 8 were watching this. And they must get paid some pretty decent money because they've got cameras around them the whole time. Matt, if somebody wanted to, I guess I almost know the answer to this, but would you really, really want cameras following you around 24 hours a day almost, where you're almost anything you do, they've got it on film?
I guess there's some days that maybe I feel like that. I'm pretty entertaining, you know?
And so if somebody wanted to pay you to do a Matt's World, whatever, we'll just make it up. Matt in Minneapolis. If somebody wanted to pay you, I'm good at coming up with the names.
I'll let you but executive you gotta, produce.
You got to flush out the ideas. So if they didn't wanted to do a reality show, you'd be okay with that. You'd be okay with them doing the cameras around you all the time.
For a limited amount of time. I think, you know, if it was like a whole year of it, it would get really annoying real quick. But I could handle it for like a month or something.
See, that's what I think. Now, some of them that where they shoot a series, in other words, they have a season, like the Real Housewives or whatever, they're not 24 hours with them.
Right.
And even though they're around a lot, they have a certain amount of time that they film. So it's not the whole year. This John and Kate plus 8, they're with them everywhere. For the whole year, the cameras are pointed at them. I think that's too much. That would be over the top. It wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle it if it was with people all the time, all these like boom mics and cameras in my
that's
face,
what I mean.
Things like that. But I could handle it for a little bit.
And that's what it is.
Paid and being on TV and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's everybody, all of a sudden, anything you do, go on a date, go to the Twins game, go to hang out with your buddies, every conversation, all that stuff is recorded. That, to me, that would just be, I don't know, it would just be too way over the top for me.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd get along with that because then I wouldn't be able to talk behind anybody's back, you know, and I'll be out there
on television. No, you'd have to because they want the juicy stuff.
You'd have to be like almost nice to everyone because, you know, when as soon as you let it slip, then you get 800 phone calls from everybody calling you, you know, a jerk and whatnot.
Well, I think what you'd have happen is, depending on the people, if they all wanted their 15 minutes of fame, suddenly people would be showing up. They'd want to go do things with you, all that sort of stuff, because they would get airtime. Now, this John and Kate plus 8 thing, because he cheated and they're having problems and all this other stuff, you have the brother-in-law coming out and saying, oh, yeah, we used to hang around with them, and now they don't even we don't even hear from them or call us. And I think it's just that they're disgruntled. They aren't getting the airtime that they were getting before. So that's the other thing that happens. You have certain people around you, and then they all of a sudden either more people come in your direction or they want more airtime, and it becomes a problem. It's crazy. The whole reality thing is a whole new set of rules.
Yeah, and there's far too many reality shows out there.
Oh, that's right, the problem. Anyways. See, I mean, if you had a couple of really good ones, like it used to be when there were a few reality shows, now... Oh, every time you turn on the tube, it's like we're watching bad cable TV in some cases, because you flip around and that's all you see. Does everybody, you know, does everybody want to be famous so badly that we are just a nation of voyeurs anyway? Because that's what we're doing. We're looking into everyone's backgrounds, but then we're watching everything unfold in front of us. And how much of that is exaggerated? Because I know somebody, I know two different people that did reality shows, and they both told me they were prompted to say things because they were too boring. It was too, they were too nicey-nice. They didn't want nicey-nice. They wanted nasty-nasty.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have a problem being prompted to say something, though, because, I don't know, I'd forget about the cameras after a while, and I'd just totally be normal, and I'd get phone calls from friends that are angry at me, but I wouldn't care that much, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, if you're getting paid, I guess that's the thing.
Yeah, totally. People do anything for money nowadays.
Money or fame. And for people listening to America Tonight, you know, I know that you've sat there and you flip through all kinds of stations. You go to the guide and start to just flip around, even if you don't watch them. And I guarantee somewhere, whether you saw the story they did on them in Time Magazine or one of the gossip rags, or you happen to flip around and see a little promo for them. Everybody knows the whole Real Housewives series, whether it's Orange County or New York or Atlanta or New Jersey, whatever, and that has really taken off. And they pay the women of New York City, or they did last season, $50,000, each one of them an episode.
Which is ridiculous because they're already loaded as it is.
It is. It's insane. It's insane because they all have money, but even if you took that out of the equation, by the time you think of how many installments they do, you're talking $500,000 plus, because all of them have book deals or something else. But just in the pure salary, Bravo is paying them $500,000. That's crazy.
I'm a sucker for that Real Housewives of Orange County and the New Jersey. The other two I never got into, but this new New Jersey one that just came on, I'm starting to get sucked into that one, too.
What's so good about the Jersey thing? They're a little rough.
Oh, they're Jersey girls. It's dangerous. It's almost like mafia style. I like
it. All right, we're gonna have to let people hear a little sliver. We're going to have to dig that up. We're going to have to find a little sliver of the Jersey Housewives. As somebody who grew up in Jersey, New York, I haven't heard them. I have definitely seen the New Yorkers, and I've seen the ladies in Los Angeles, but now I'm thinking, this audience, are you guys just totally, are you like Matt, are you just sucked in by this heavy, heavy drama? Hang with us. We'll talk about it a little bit more on the flip side.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airwaves. We do it Sunday through Thursday. You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, on anything that we've talked about, whether you agree, disagree, or you just have a fabulous recipe for some awesome down-home cooking meal. I just got a great recipe for brisket, actually. Here's a fact I bet many of you would be surprised by. I like to cook. I don't know how many men out there like to cook. I think it's cool when a guy likes to cook. But I like to cook. I'm not saying I cook all the time because, of course, the whole idea is I don't have a lot of time. But when I do, I cook. And I just learned how to cook because every recipe is different. Somebody gave me a good recipe for brisket, and it tasted very roast beefy to me, I guess. Was not difficult to do, however. I know you're chuckling because you guys just throw it on the grill. Pew! Throw it out on the grill. I'm not a great griller, though. Maybe that is just exclusively a guy's club. I hardly ever see women. I'm not saying women don't, but I hardly ever see women. When you go to a party and there's like a big grill or whatever, I hardly ever see women doing the grilling. They might flip the burgers or the beef, but that really is a guy thing. Somehow that's become a big guy thing. So we're talking about a couple of different things as per usual. If you've never listened to America Tonight, that's how we roll on this show. It is a show for those of us who have ADD, and I think more of us have it than cop to it, especially now the way we live between Blackberries and cell phones and every other form of technology we have. I truly believe that all of us have some form of it. I was mentioning before that Jay Leno is going to the earlier hour in his last show. I might have to tune into that. His last show is Friday night, and that's it. And then he's done, finito, after 17 years because he moves to a prime time gig. Now, Jay Leno, of course, is still around, but he's earlier. It's going to be a little bit of a different kind of show. Maybe some things will look familiar. I wonder how this is going to go. Like 2 months from now, when I look at some of the ratings and I'll be able to tell you, I wonder if we're going to see that people are actually tuning in more to Jay Leno or less. It's kind of a gambling thing. You have a surefire hit that you have to figure out, well, things evolve, things change, and so maybe it was time to change. But he clearly was getting the ratings, so now you're messing with that later time slot, and Conan O'Brien should be fine, but he's now the opposition for David Letterman, unless Letterman moves earlier, too. Speaking of the opposition, if some of you watch Fox, then you probably know Megyn Kelly. She is a morning co-host who they love, 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 love at Fox. And, of course, she has the perfect hair. She's smart, and she's blonde. I think you have to be blonde when you work at Fox. Anyway, she's the person that might be tapped to replace Greta Van Susteren. I don't know how many people realize that, but do you believe it's time just flies incredibly fast. Greta Van Susteren has been at Fox for 7 years. Her contract ends next year. If it's not renewed, Megyn Kelly is the person that most think will replace Greta Van Susteren. She has a legal background. She has Washington reporting experience. And she knows the law, or at least it's so it seems. I've seen her a couple of times, and she usually backs up, and I haven't seen her enough to know, but what I have seen, she usually is backing up pretty well whatever it is that she's been asked to comment on, and I believe that whatever legal background she has, in other words, how far she took it, it's probably served her well. So how about that, though, Greta Van Susteren? I think that's the thing that's curious. Greta Van Susteren gone from Fox or rearranged in a different form? You know, it's amazing how much they shuffle anchors and shows around, like on MSNBC and on CNN. That hasn't happened as much to Fox, but it looks like they're looking to do something to change up the order, change it up, put something different in there instead. And I thought Greta Van Susteren was pretty popular with some of the stories she broke, but geez, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe Greta Van Susteren isn't as popular as I thought, but it seems as though at one point people were really watching her show. Someone may snap her up or not, right? Either or. All right, something that's a follow-up to what we talked about yesterday about this Sonia Sotomayor and a little bit about her background and which way she'll probably lean on a couple of issues and stuff. We dove into that a little bit on The Last America Tonight. And, of course, a lot of the GOP are running around saying she's a racist. She is a reverse racist, and that's the problem. But the conservatives playing the idea of race, is this effective or will this backfire on the Republicans? And it could backfire. If it gets too nasty, it absolutely could backfire, because then what will happen is the Democrats will just laugh it off, like, oh, come on. I mean, some comments at a Berkeley school function and then another comments here. I mean, give me a break. So Pat Buchanan said that she's an affirmative action pick. Yeah. How badly do the Republicans want to own this issue? And looking at the demographics across the board in our country, it's true. the Hispanic vote was a deciding factor in Obama's win. Hispanics went for Obama over McCain 67% to 31%. Wow. So the last thing the GOP wants is to be alienating Hispanic voters, and we talked about that heavily. We also talked about this just a few minutes ago, so we wanted you to hear it. He's so good. The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and here's a clip of that if you've never heard it.
Let me tell you something about my family. We are thick as thieves, and we protect each other to the end.
When I'm attacked, I will attack them.
I cannot stomach you. I do not like you as a person.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you tried to act like you had nothing to do with this.
I had everything to do with it.
I stayed married to not even tell her it was you until this moment. You're such a liar, girl.
That could be something else.
Oh, hi, Rippin.
Boy, we're a
Rippin.
Prostitution.
Oh.
If you think I'm a bitch, then bring it on.
People make fun of Jersey girls, but I think they're just jealous.
If you're gonna mess with my family, you're messing with me.
Everyone likes to have nice things, but I'm not one to brag about it.
You're either gonna love me or hate me. There is no in-between with me.
You gotta love that. You either love me or you're gonna hate me. Matt, a big fan of the Jersey Girls, also a big fan of a couple of the other shows. I think he said the LA women too, just not the New Yorkers and not the Atlanta Housewives, but the rest of them he's cool with. Pretty soon, I guess, if Bravo has so much success, will they eventually have all 50 states? That's gonna cost them some bucks if they're gonna do that. I think the next place they probably need to do is like a Chicago.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Right, there's no Midwest.
Definitely go to Chicago.
With the accents. Yeah, and they all, like the Jersey Girls, they would have a thick accent in a different way.
Yeah, those Jersey Girls, they got some potty mouths on them.
They do. I didn't realize that.
That clip a little bit.
Is it interesting to watch it, Matt? I mean, is it intriguing because of the fighting?
Oh, definitely. And just how they are, it's so, like, incestuous with, like, everybody's families going after each other and things like that.
You gotta love it. You may have a little bit of that going on in your own family. You know, you could slap that real label on almost anything, as we certainly have found out over the years doing America Tonight, right?